You're listening to SBS News.
The United States has taken strong action holding an ocean liner off the California coast because it previously carried two travellers who contracted COVID-19. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a statewide emergency and says the ship will not be allowed into the port until passengers have been tested. The Grand Princess regularly stops in Hawaii, and its governor, David Ige, says passengers on a previous cruise became sick while travelling late last month.
The current cruise is now en route to San Francisco. That cruise was in Hawaii at the end of February and visited four ports on four different islands. A crew member became ill and was admitted to Hilo Medical Center. We were able to test that individual, and he or she is negative for COVID-19.
The Grand Princess belongs to Princess Cruises, the same company which operated the Diamond Princess ship held off Japan last month. The San Francisco Department of Emergency Management's Mary Ellen Carroll says authorities are trying to determine if COVID-19 is on the Grand Princess ship.
There are 2,383 passengers on board the ship and 1,100 crew members. Of that, a total of 35 have shown flu-like symptoms during the course of this 15-day cruise. Many of those people have recovered and are no longer showing flu-like symptoms.
The World Health Organization's chief, Tedros Ghebreyesus, is emphasizing while the threat remains for all countries, he's particularly worried about those with poor healthcare systems.
We're concerned that some countries have either not taken this seriously enough or have decided there is nothing they can do. This is not a drill. This is not the time to give up. This is not a time for excuses. This is a time for pulling out all the stops.
The virus has infected almost 100,000 people worldwide, and it's caused more than 3,000 deaths. Switzerland has reported its first virus-related death when a 74-year-old woman who had an existing chronic illness when she was diagnosed with COVID-19 died. Britain has also experienced its first coronavirus fatality, and South Africa had its first case diagnosed. Back in Australia, Epping Boys High School in Sydney has been closed on Friday because a Year 11 student tested positive to the virus. The Australian government is also warning that there is a heightened risk of local transmission in South Korea, and it is advising visitors not to go to Daegu. On Thursday, the government decided foreign citizens from South Korea will be declined entry into Australia for a fortnight. Korea Ambassador Lee Baek-soon has told SBS Radio's Korean program the boost in confirmed cases is due entirely to the Korean government's capacity to test people.
But the recent increase in the number of the confirmed cases in Korea is due to our government's capacity to run up to 15,000 diagnostic tests per day. This is world highest, the test capability we are now showing.
He is supporting the extra protections in place for travellers.
It is better for all the travellers all over the world. They will take a bit precautious measures and not to get on the airplane and go to other countries. That is a very precautious measure.
The federal government is expected to unveil a stimulus package next week, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison promising stronger economic management in Australia. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.